Welcome to the Ephesians Bible Study. Amy Eilers from House of Eilers and yours truly, Stephanie Clarice from 500 Seconds to Joy, bring you this two-week Bible study to help you deepen your understanding of God's Holy Word and to grow in closeness with the Lord. Over four podcast episodes, we will read the entire book of Ephesians. We're going to discuss what it means for us in our lives, and we're going to meditate on key passages. May this time in the Word bless you and your family. Now let's get in the Word, Mama Friend. Hi there, this is Stephanie with 500 Seconds to Joy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Ephesians Bible study. I am so excited you are joining myself and Amy from House of Eilers. If you are here because Amy told you about this Bible study, welcome. I am so happy to have you here. I'm Stephanie. I'm the host of this podcast, 500 Seconds to Joy. And here at 500 Seconds to Joy, we are all about intentional living, focused on God, focused on serving our family, and finding joy in every part of life and finding joy through God, seeking Him each day because He is the joy giver. So I'm really excited you are joining us for this Ephesians Bible study. Let's get started. So first, if you didn't hear, there are four podcast episodes. This is number one, and we're going to be talking about Ephesians in general, kind of an overview of what this letter is about and what are the themes, and then I'm going to read chapter one today. And throughout these four podcast episodes, this Ephesians Bible study, you will be hearing the entire book of Ephesians read to you by me, yours truly, Stephanie, and Amy. And between the two of us, you will hear the six chapters in Ephesians. It's a pretty short book, but it's jam-packed, it's powerful, and we truly believe that this time spent in God's Word can be transformational. So that's why Amy and I are so excited to have you joining us. Okay, let's talk about Ephesians. I want to start by giving an overview of Ephesians. So the letter to the Ephesians, this is a letter that scholars think is actually to more than the people in Ephesus. So Ephesus, these are the Ephesians, they lived in Ephesus. And it is thought that this letter, since it has such a universal message and it's such a bird's eye view of the early teachings of the Christian church for the people then and for us now, since it's so universal, it's thought that it's for more Christian communities. It's thought that it was really to all the Gentiles, all the new followers of Jesus. And it's also thought that it's written by a follower of Paul's. Now, it is comprised of Paul's writings from jail, and it's often called a captivity letter for that reason. But it was written after Paul's death around 70 to 95 AD. So, like I said, it's thought that it was intended to be read by several Christian communities, and that really is because it has a universal message for the early church. Ephesians really emphasizes unity among Christians. Don't we all need that message today too? And this letter explains that we are saved not by doing good works, but in order to do good works. And that's a really important distinction. Now that you know a little bit about the letter to the Ephesians, let's start by reading chapter 1. I'm reading from the Catholic Youth Bible. This is the New American Bible. Whatever translation you like, you can follow along or you can just listen, whatever you prefer. I'm going to read the entire first chapter of Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the holy ones who are in Ephesus, faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him, as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I too, hearing of your faith in the Lord Jesus and of your love for all the holy ones, do not cease giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Okay, now that you heard chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, whatever you want to call it, right? Okay, now we're going to get into the Bible study part of this episode. The study, it means we're studying, we're taking the words and we're putting them under a microscope, under a magnifying glass. And just overall, chapter 1 talks about the Father's plan of salvation, talks about the fulfillment through Christ, inheritance through the Spirit, and the church as Christ's body. That's chapter 1 in a nutshell. Now, let's break down some of these verses. One of my favorite verses in here is verse 4. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Verse 11 also says we were chosen. But let's zero in on verse 4. He chose us in him, in Jesus, before the foundation of the world. So that means God chose each of us uniquely, specifically, to be a follower of Jesus before we were even born, before he even created the world, before Jesus came and died and rose for our sins. Doesn't that blow your mind? We were chosen. So if you're ever doubting your worth, if you're ever doubting, you know, God's love for you, he chose you before he created the world. That's incredible, right? Now, N.T. Wright, who's a Christian pastor, Protestant pastor who wrote this book called Paul for Everyone, and I really like what he says about verses 4 to 6. He says, verses 4 to 6 celebrate the fact that God's people in the Messiah are chosen by grace. That is perhaps the most mysterious thing of all. God, the Creator, chose us in him, that is, in the King, before the world was made, and he foreordained us for himself. N.T. Wright goes on to say, we aren't chosen for our own sake, but for the sake of what God wants to accomplish through us. Let me say that again. So we're chosen, but we aren't chosen for our own sake, but for the sake of what God wants to accomplish through us. Through us, let me go on to add my commentary, through us so that we can further God's kingdom. Isn't that incredible, friends? Okay, in these last few moments, when I wrap this up, because let's be honest, all of us are busy, have full lives, but we want to get in the word, right, mama friend? And even if you're not a mom, I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so let's look at verses 7 and 8. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. This should encourage us so much. In Jesus, we have redemption because he died and rose for us. We can have our sins forgiven because of the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. This grace is a gift, friends, and he lavished it upon us. Lavish means to bestow something in generous or extravagant quantities. God is generous with us. We are redeemed because Jesus died and rose for us. We can have our sins forgiven. We can know that God is pouring out so much grace. He wants to lavish it upon us in an extravagant and generous quantity. So this should encourage us today, friends, today and every day. Know that you can reach out to Jesus. Know that you are saved through him. And I just want to welcome you to this Ephesians Bible study. I'm so happy you're here. Amy from House of Eilers, she and I are hosting this study because we truly believe that when us moms can get in the Word and have God's Word on our hearts and minds, we can transform motherhood, starting with our own families. We can transform our marriages, our family life. And here at 500 Seconds to Joy, I'm all about being connected to God, the joy giver, and really letting your relationship with the Lord flow out to your family, to the community, to your other friends and family. Okay, if you haven't signed up for the emails yet, go to bit.ly/Ephesians Bible Study. This is an email where you will get encouraging words from me. You're going to get some discussion questions, so some things that you can either discuss with others who are doing this study, so you can grab some friends or family who want to do this with you, or if you're doing it on your own, they can be just journal prompts. You can think about them in your mind, just meditate on the word. The most important thing is that you spend time with the Lord, and spending time in his word is so worthwhile. You're going to learn something new every time, even if you've read the book of Ephesians a million times. He has something new for you today. So again, to get those emails totally free, just go sign up bit.ly/Ephesians Bible Study. And the more the merrier, send that link on over to whoever you'd like to join, and you can share this episode. So glad you are joining us. Amy and I are so happy to have you here with us at this Ephesians Bible study. I'm so excited, and may God's word bless you and your families, and have a wonderful day. I'll chat with you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this special Ephesians Bible study episode. We pray that this time blessed you and your family. This time in the Word, it always bears fruit. And so if you haven't signed up for the emails yet to deepen this Bible study with discussion, journal questions, and also some encouragement in those emails, go to bit.ly/Ephesians Bible Study. The link is in the show notes. You can also connect with Amy over on Instagram at House of Eilers. She and I are hosting this study together. Let's keep getting in the Word, mama friend, and we'll meet you back here soon. Bye for now.